Let the females attend to the lines which are penned, for here I shall give a relation of a young married wife who did venture her life for a soldier she went from the nation. She her husband did leave and did likewise receive her arms, and on board she did enter and right valiantly went with a resolution bent to the ocean her life there to venture. Yet of all the ship's crew, not a seaman that knew they then had a woman so near 'em on the ocean so deep. She her counsel did keep, aye, and therefore she never did fear 'em. She was valiant and bold, and would not be controlled by any that dared to offend her. If a quarrel arose, she would give them dry blows, and the captain did highly commend her. For he took her to be the of no mean degree, a gentleman's son or a squire, with a hand white and fair, there was none could compare, which the captain did often admire. On the Irish shore, where the cannons did roar, with many stout lads she was landed, there her life to expose. She lost two of her toes, and in battle was daily commanded. Under Grafton she fought like a brave hero stout, and made the proud Tories retire. She in field did appear with a heart void of fear, and she bravely did charge and give fire. While the battering balls did assault the strong walls of Cork, and the sweet trumpet sounded, she did bravely advance, where by unhappy chance this young female, alas, she was wounded. At the end of the fray, still she languishing lay, then over the ocean they brought her to her own native shore. Now they ne'er knew before that a woman had been in that slaughter. What she long had concealed, now at length she revealed, that she was a woman that ventured. Then to London with care she did straightways repair, but she died ere the city she entered. When her parents beheld, they with sorrow was filled, for why they did dearly adore her in her grave.